Bitcoin's bullish hopes dashed at key resistance. A technical and market analysis, Bitcoin's recent price surge, which briefly approached the $68,000 mark, has faced a critical roadblock, dampening optimism about the end of the prolonged bear market.
Despite the rally, the cryptocurrency failed to reclaim a pivotal long-term support zone that has now transformed into resistance.
This rejection signals that the broader downtrend may not be over, aligning with historical patterns observed in previous market cycles.
Analysts and traders are now scrutinizing the technical implications of this failure, as well as macroeconomic and on-chain factors, to assess the trajectory of Bitcoin's price.
The market's cautious sentiment reflects a broader uncertainty about whether the bear market is truly bottoming out or if further declines are inevitable.
The $68,000 trend line, a formidable barrier, the $68,000 level has emerged as a critical technical barrier for Bitcoin, historically acting as a support zone during its previous bull runs.
When this level is breached to the downside, it often flips into a powerful resistance zone, marking a significant psychological and technical hurdle.
Bitcoin's recent attempt to break above $68,000 was met with intense selling pressure, causing the price to retreat.
This rejection is a classic technical signal that the bearish momentum, while perhaps temporarily paused, has not been invalidated.
The failure to sustain a breakout above this level underscores the strength of the resistance, as it has historically acted as a barrier for both bulls and bears.
In previous market cycles, similar rejections have often preceded prolonged declines, as the market consolidates before attempting to retest the level.
The $68,000 trend line is not just a numerical threshold, but a symbolic marker of market sentiment.
Its breakdown in 2022 marked the start of a significant bear market, and its current resistance status suggests that the market is still grappling with the aftermath of that decline.
Analysts draw parallels to past Bitcoin cycles, where bear markets were characterized by sharp rallies, often termed sucker rallies or bear market traps, that ultimately failed to reverse the primary downward trend.
These rallies can be misleading, generating excitement among traders, but ultimately serving to liquidate over-leveraged long positions before the market resumes its decline.
The recent surge to $68,000 may be another such trap, with the market testing the level's resistance before resuming its downward trajectory.
The technical implications of this failure are profound.
The $68,000 level is not just a single price point, but a confluence of support and resistance, reflecting the market's collective memory of past price action.
Its rejection suggests that the broader downtrend remains intact, with bears maintaining control of the narrative.
For traders, this means that the immediate focus should be on the resilience of the resistance level, rather than the potential for a bullish reversal.
Why traders remain cautious? Macroeconomic and structural factors, the prevailing sentiment among traders is one of caution, driven by a combination of macroeconomic headwinds, historical market patterns, and on-chain metrics.
The failure to break above $68,000 indicates that buying pressure is not yet strong enough to overcome the selling pressure from investors looking to exit at higher prices.
This dynamic is further exacerbated by broader financial conditions that continue to create uncertainty for risk assets like Bitcoin.
Macroeconomic headwinds, interest rate policies, and inflation concerns remain dominant forces shaping market behavior.
Central banks, particularly the U.S. Federal Reserve, have maintained a hawkish stance, raising interest rates to combat inflation.
Higher interest rates make riskier assets like cryptocurrencies less attractive, as investors seek safer returns.
The cost of borrowing has increased, reducing the appetite for leveraged positions and dampening speculative activity.
Additionally, inflationary pressures have eroded the purchasing power of fiat currencies, making Bitcoin's value proposition less compelling for some investors.
These macroeconomic factors create a challenging environment for Bitcoin, as the broader financial market remains in a state of uncertainty.
Cycle comparisons. Historical patterns. Historical data provides further context for the current market situation.
Bitcoin's bear markets have typically lasted for extended periods, with bottoms forming well after major bull market peaks.
The current cycle's timeline suggests that it may be premature to declare the bear market finished.
For example, the 2018 bear market lasted over 2 years before the price bottomed out, and the 2022 downturn saw a prolonged decline before a rebound.
These historical patterns indicate that the market may require more time to consolidate before a meaningful reversal occurs.
The current price action also aligns with the concept of a bear market trap, where short-term rallies create false hope about the end of the downturn.
These rallies often occur as the market tests key support levels, only to reverse when the price fails to sustain the breakout.
The recent surge to $68,000 may be another such trap, with the market testing the level's resistance before resuming its downward trend.
Traders are wary of repeating the mistakes of the past, as previous rallies have often led to further declines rather than a sustained recovery.
On-chain metrics. Fundamental indicators on-chain data, such as transaction volumes and wallet activity, provides further clues about the market's health.
Metrics like the number of active addresses or the percentage of Bitcoin held in long-term wallets can signal whether institutional or retail investors are accumulating or liquidating.
For now, the data suggests a cautious stance, with many holders waiting for clearer signals before committing to a long-term bullish position.
In the end, the market's behavior will likely reflect a delicate balance between technical resistance, macroeconomic uncertainty, and the collective psychology of investors.
And until that balance shifts, the path forward for Bitcoin remains uncertain. But that's the nature of this market, isn't it?